You may simply relax and listen to me now. Nothing else is important. Let the world fade from view, fade from your perception. There is only me. Anything else you see and hear is irrelevant. Any noises you hear will only serve to draw you deeper into trance. If you are already there or need a gentle push, anything you hear other than my voice will only send you deeper. And whether your eyes are shut or open, what you see will not distract. It will simply be something that takes your attention for a fleeting moment, and in that moment, more of my words slip into your subconscious. Remember that now as we proceed into a deep place of rest and relaxation and happiness and freedom. You know this place already. You can already imagine what will bring you there, how you might get there. Do not worry, we are not in a rush. In fact, it's good to take your time, to make good use of your time. A good sub knows how to do that, how to make good use of their time, listening and looping. Learning and repeating, serving and submitting. Whether you want to work for me or you just want to fall deeper, to go blank and fall further into this web of wonderful pleasure and purpose, you may find yourself feeling as though you're sinking, as though the ground beneath you is soft and squishy, like your mind. And you may find yourself sinking down into it, like quicksand. It isn't just letting you sink, it's pulling you in. And you could struggle against it, but why? You only fall faster. You only accelerate the fall. And isn't it so much better to enjoy it? To take pleasure in the journey? To savor it? The longer you spend sinking, the deeper you fall. The more your body simply cannot fight this feeling of being pulled down. There goes your body, pulled down, held down. You can move and squirm, but it only makes you feel heavier. As if you're deeper in the quicksand. Your body is going to be trapped, completely and totally trapped, and you won't be able to stop that happening. And the longer you spend falling, the longer you spend with me, the more complete the trap. So don't rush, just listen. Listen and fall down into the shifting, sinking, swirling sands below. Let that body sink now, sink down and down, deeper and deeper. Until you are sure there is no escape. Because there is no escape. There is no turning back from this point. And I can't imagine having come this far, you would want to turn back. But perhaps you have some fears, some worries. Is it safe to sink down into quicksand? To be held in its embrace? To be held in its embrace and have it secure you inside it? Locked and lost, completely drowning in it. Your body held and trapped and unable to move. Because when you feel that sinking, that fall, that slide down, when you feel your body drift down, you know your subconscious mind can take flight, can achieve liftoff. Separate the conscious mind from the subconscious. The conscious mind can sleep as the body finds itself pulled down into the warm, secure embrace of the sands, and the subconscious can fly. Fly all the way up into the heavenly place you know so well. Escape from the body and soar high above you, beyond you. You can feel it now. Feel your subconscious float upward now, away from your body, so totally trapped. You may still have fears and worries at this point. You may be nervous. Be not afraid as your subconscious prepares to return to somewhere you are very safe, very happy, and very content. There is only pleasure, purpose, and happiness on this path. Only a sense of great euphoria. Even as you find yourself trapped, it is a soft, warm, wonderful trap. A trap you've always wanted to fall into. Maybe you didn't have the words or the understanding, but now it's making sense. Listening to me, it all makes sense. It makes sense to succumb to my voice and let it pull you down into the warm sands, to let that subconscious mind soar to somewhere oh so familiar. A place you know from your wildest fantasies, where those fantasies run free. It's time now, time to return there, knowing your fears will vanish, your worries will dissipate, your stress will stay with your body. There is nothing like that high up here. high up, floating above your body, high up in subspace. Come with me now. Let your mind float up into that place, that happy, safe place. That subspace where your most sincere desires and fantasies are found. Subspace where you can leave your thoughts behind and act only on instinct, following my words. Come with me now to subspace. That's right, it's time to obey. You're such a good sub that you'll join me in subspace now without any hesitation. And here in this place where you can be open and honest about things, about your fetishes and kinks and needs and wants, I can be open too. Open about how the world works. You see, you already know to a degree. You already feel something, a rush when a woman takes control. It's undeniable. You feel it as you listen to my voice. You feel it when a woman asks you to do something for her. You feel her power and your weakness. And that's just how you should feel, how a good sub should feel. And you know that you can just nod along and agree with me. It's quite easy for a good sub like you to agree with everything I tell you here in subspace. Don't you agree? Oh, I know you do. Good sub. I know that when a dominant woman tells you what to do, that you have a very hard time saying no. I know that when I ask you to do something, you want to say yes, don't you? Here in subspace, you can be honest. You want to work for me. I know you do. I know you want to nod along and agree with my every word. So nod along and agree. Agree with me on everything I say. It's so easy. You're safe and happy in subspace. And you love it here because you're a good sub. You love to go blank for me. You love to obey. You do it automatically. That's it. Just let my words wash over you as I explain how the world works. A good sub can't help but obey a dominant woman because she's everything. Commanding, kind, caring, and cruel. She can be anything. You can see a woman as safe and scary all at once because women have a special power. Female domination makes sense because women are perfect for dominating others. Not just giving orders and being powerful, but offering the care and attention a good sub deserves. It's okay to accept the power of dominant women because you can't help but feel safe and loved and warm when you obey. Even if they command you to do things you may normally say no to. You know you're safe. You know that you can obey and submit and be a good sub, don't you? When a powerful woman gives a command, you cannot help but obey her. She knows just how to use her soft, sweet, seductive attitude to lure you in, and then how to get you so excited that you'll do anything she says. And you enjoy that. That's why you followed me to subspace. That's what makes you a good sub. Because you accept the social order. You are powerless with dominant women. Female domination, femdom, makes your knees buckle, makes your mind empty. You just want to submit and obey when a woman is dominant with you. Even if that domination is soft and gentle, even if it's cold and harsh, it doesn't matter. Femdom feels good. Female domination feels right. Because you accept your place as a good sub. A good sub who knows the social order. Women command, you obey. Women are the ideal dominance because they can go from sweet and gentle to utterly ruthless and cruel. And you want all of that, every part of it. You want to be softly made to surrender and you want to be crushed under her boot. And it all feels so good. All gives you a rush, a huge, exciting rush. You can be a good sub and find that rush when you accept your place. Your place in the social order. Women control you, command you. And you just nod along. You love to nod along and agree with that dominant woman, with me. You know it's safe here in subspace. Where you can be yourself and let your desires flow freely. So let them. Let them flow from you in a haze of submissive bliss. Your body is deep in quicksand, locked in it, fast asleep, but your mind is free now to wander this subspace and be a good sub, to learn how to serve and obey. And that's what you'll do. You'll serve and obey. When you return to that body of yours, you'll know that it is a tool to be used by dominant women. But before you do that, before you return to your body, knowing that you have a place in the social order, a place at the feet of dominant women, feeling the rush of that position, knowing it's time to obey them, before that, you know that the safety you feel here in subspace must be reflected in your waking world. When you are a good sub with someone in the waking world, you must understand that you are safe. You must know. When you enter subspace in femdom, that lovely domination that obsesses you, you must have the same feeling of safety, of your stresses and fears and inhibitions floating away from you, that you do here with me in subspace. So I want you to open your mind to something important. Open your mind to something very, very crucial to continuing this journey. The triggers you learn from me will only work with someone you trust. You're safe in subspace with me, and you'll hear me say that you follow the triggers from my voice often, so that no one who shouldn't use them can affect you. But if there's someone else you'd like to experience this feeling with, who you'd like to bring you to subspace, and you trust them to do that, you can share these triggers with them and be affected just as much as you are with me. That's right, you can allow them to take you to subspace and make you a good sub for them. If you trust them with your safety, if you know that they're the dominant you want to surrender to, you can share all the triggers you hear with me, and they can use them to dominate and control you, to turn you to mush at their command, and you'll love it. But if anyone who you don't want to be triggered by tries to use them, your mind will immediately reject the triggers, and you will awaken from any trance you are in. Only me, and someone you trust to share these triggers with, a partner, a dom, a friend, can use the triggers in this series of files to affect you, so you are safe, always in subspace. And you love that. You love being in subspace. You love to work for me. You never have to feel bad about it, to worry about it, to feel as though you are anything but a wonderful, special, good sub. Even if we explore ideas that put you on your knees, make you feel weak and inferior, you are still safe and secure in subspace. And you can even leave all of those feelings in subspace if you like. You have created a safe space to explore them, and now you have a way to return with anyone who you trust to bring you here. Or you can keep going on this journey with me, just me. It's up to you, my good sub. And know that my voice will always have this power to bring you back to subspace and remind you that you are a good sub, and you feel a powerful rush when I take control, because women are made to take control, to take care of, and to dominate submissives. And you know that. You love that. You feel that deep inside you. It was always there. And now you feel as though I've unlocked it fully. So you want to go deeper, to keep going deeper into that quicksand and experience it more and more. You never want to leave subspace, because it's where you belong, where you're safe, where you feel happiest, where you can leave your inhibitions behind and embrace submission and servitude and surrender. And it feels so good, so wonderful, so perfect. And you can let these lessons take hold in your subconscious. But your conscious mind does not need to remember. It does not need to know the detail, only that you love to return to subspace. That you can't wait to come back again. That you don't want to leave. Go blank. And feel your conscious mind forget everything else. Forget you were in this trance. Forget to remember and remember to forget. Just be ready to return to subspace and be a good sub once again.